Mira and Harper Audio present Pale as Death by Heather Graham. Performed by Luke Daniels. 1. Monday morning.
I thought it was a dummy. I mean, a mannequin. You know, ones they use in store windows. I mean, oh my God, there's no blood. There's red around the places where she's all chopped up, but still, I mean, this is Hollywood. I thought that someone was making a movie, and then the dog started barking, and I didn't see any movie trailers or signs or... Oh, God. She was real. She was once... She still is, like, flesh and blood and bone. Just... Oh, God.
Detective Sophie Manning could imagine that the woman had thought the corpse was a mannequin, or at the very least, something unreal. But the dead girl was real. It was only the extreme brutality of her death that made her appear as if she were not, as if she were some creation of the most brilliant and lurid mind working in a Hollywood special effects studio. Stripped naked, sliced in half, slashed, chunks of flesh gone, intestines, under the buttocks. The woman who had discovered the body, pieces, on South Norton Avenue, wavered suddenly as if she were about to pass out and fall. The witness was a heavy-set woman who was nearly 6 feet tall. Sophie prided herself on having achieved a full 5 feet 4 inches. Luckily, she spent half her life in the gym. Size-wise, she just met police requirements. She didn't have a Napoleon complex, she was simply aware of her size, aware she had to keep up with the big boys, and was dedicated to her job, determined to be her best. The woman began to keel over. Sophie quickly caught her, bracing herself and steadied her.
"I'm so sorry,"
the woman apologized. The witness was Claudia Cooper.